Agnes, you had a terrifying experience over the weekend. Can you tell me what happened?
Yes, I was here with my sister Lily, who has severe and profound cerebral palsy. And we were listening to music and reminiscing over my mother. She's just passed. And we heard this unmerciful shrilling cries. Every time I think of it, I can't get the shrilling cries out of my head. And I looked out, and there were loads of bloodhounds in the garden. We counted 20.
In your front garden?
In my front and back garden. It's a big garden. They came through my neighbour's garden, and it was a hunt. I didn't know. My sister Lily was severely traumatised. And if she's traumatised or stressed, it can bring on a seizure, which can weaken her heart.
And for people that don't know, your sister has cerebral palsy.
Yes, and severe and profound. She requires 24-hour care. She's on over 200 tablets a week for seizures, baclofen for muscle relax and everything. Like, she's very contracted. So we have an amazing support network from CARE and Marissa. And we try to give her the best life we can, the best quality of life, and each day is a bonus. But our day was ruined. My son was actually coming from a 24-hour shift doing social care, and his dog was attacked. Now, he managed to get the dog. Four dogs came in. He got his dog in. I only had my two little dogs out, but I got them in, two little Yorkies. They were sounding those horn things. They were outside, the hunt was. And we were saying, like, you know, we were shouting, like, it hadn't to go on, and we were terrified. And they were saying that they told us that the bloodhounds are harmless. And my son said they had no right to be down here. They said they had a right. Now, they had no right to come in on a property. I've neighbours each side, two or three neighbours, and behind with animals. Mm-hmm. They were trying to get at the goats on my other side, on the neighbour's side. They had no permission from any of us whatsoever. So I said to them, I don't feel safe in my own home, in my garden. And Lily sometimes goes out in the garden. And if I'd had her out in the wheelchair, and say I forgot my phone or I came back out, if they jumped on her, she wouldn't last. But she hasn't been right since.
And tell me, so just take me back then.
It's about quarter to 12 or something.
In the daytime?
Yeah, it could have been earlier, it could have been 11:30. I know my son was actually coming from a 24-hour shift.
Okay.
And we were chatting about my mum and songs we sang and stuff. And he brought the dog out to go to the toilet. I wasn't sure he was out. And then I rang him, because my lads keep their phone all the time. And I said, get the dog in if you're not. I didn't know whether he was in or out. And he said, Ma, get out here quick. He said, they're everywhere. And I opened the front door. Like, it was a jar. I was afraid to open it too much. And I said, I'm afraid. And he said, you need to open the gate to let them back out, because we have big gates and a fence, but they were jumping the fence. But one of the guys from the hunt got down off the horse, and he was telling my son to calm down.
But the dogs ended up on 20, your land. Do we
20,
know?
I counted 10 first at the back, and then around the front. They were everywhere.
So they were chasing an animal, and that animal made its way onto your land, and then the dogs.
It was in the back, and I swear, I can't get that sound, a shrilling cry, out of my head. And now, I am going to go everywhere to try and ban this, because I had no idea how horrible and the cruelty. I had no idea. I know the dog fights are banned, and we can't go out unless we have a dog on the lead, and yet they can have 20 dogs in here on top of us in our own garden with no warning, no permission. So I have to stop this. So I am going to go to every journalist, every TD to stop this now, and I'm going to talk to CARE as well, because there's a lot of people and loads of organisations with autism, the people that have autism, and I can only imagine how they would react, because Lily is in severe. She's still devastated over what happened.
And hunting of animals, that's never really been on your radar in terms of trying to highlight. It's just that they ended up on your property.
To be honest, I didn't think about it. I didn't like it, but I never realised the devastation and the cruelty. I had no idea until I witnessed. And my son, I said it to him, and we could hear the shrill and cry, and it seemed like it lasts forever. I had no idea that would happen. I don't know why I didn't know. I just didn't. But when you're faced with it, like, you've no control over it. I actually feel guilty because I always protect Lily and do the best I can. But this was out of our control. And as much as I tried to close the windows, I turned up the music, we could still hear it.
And you live up in the Suncroft area.
It's up a laneway. And my other neighbours were going mental over it as well. They said they never invited them up here.
And have you ever seen hunting on this scale around your area before?
I have, yeah. I've never complained. I've never said anything. But this, they never apologised.
And how's your sister doing now?
Well, she didn't eat dinner last night, but she's better, but it's taken her a while.
And do you have to take extra precautions now just to prevent those dogs from entering your property again?
We're afraid. Even the other night, my son said, "Ma, what if one of them still stayed?" And I said, no, it wouldn't, they're gone. We used to leave the dogs, our little dogs, go around the house, and we're afraid to do that now because we don't know when this is happening. And while they're on Facebook or whatever, I'm not on, they're on whatever they're on, my lads are showing me, they're celebrating a great day. We have to pick up the pieces. And they never gave a thought to us or our families or how traumatised we are. Some people have a fear of dogs. I don't. But I was terrified because there was about 20. And the shrilling cries, to think that they could do that to another animal and that these people can think that that's okay. And if they want to do it, go to their own gardens, do it somewhere else, but not here.
They're saying that it's not private land, but unfortunately the dogs
did. Garden.
They did end up in your garden, yeah.
Well, they didn't come in. It was the dogs.
The dogs, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't come in this time because the gates were shut.
Would you even like to be told in advance, look, there's a hunt taking place around the area at such and such a time? Would that reassure you in any way, shape or form?
Well, it would a bit, but I don't ever want to see it again. I now know the cruelty, which I wasn't aware of before. And now maybe that sounds stupid, but I wasn't aware how cruel. I heard it. I saw it. So seeing is believing, and I heard it, and I cannot get it out of my head. And we're like, there's residential, there's houses down here. We're families, like, I could have had kids over here. Imagine if they were out and these dogs trample on them. I have two miniature Yorkies. Like, even if they weren't going to touch them, they trample on them. They're 15, you know. But it's my sister I'm so worried about.
Yeah.
Because she's only after losing her mother. She's living with me for years. She has the best quality of life. She's living her best life now with all the support she has. Everybody loves her. She's absolutely a beautiful person and she shouldn't have to go through this. She really shouldn't have. Like, to see, her hands are normally joined and her arms are up, her legs are up. Her left leg is almost touching her right side because she's that contracted. And if, when this happened, her arms went up in the air. Her eyes were wild. She was so frightened. And it was so loud and it wouldn't stop. And there wasn't anything I could do to stop it. So I can't have that here ever again. It has to stop. There's no way that I can let this happen again to me, to my sister or anyone else ever again or those animals. I'm going to do everything I can in my power to stop it. I don't care. I can't let this happen again. It should never have happened. And whoever is doing the hunt, whatever they do, it shouldn't be allowed to just dogs run wild into a garden. That's so unfair.
Well, you wouldn't expect dogs to be entering private property, especially between 10 and 20.
And my lad said it could have been even more. I don't know. I was afraid even to go out, and my son kept saying, "Ma, open the gate," because I had the keys to the gate. Open the gate. And I was looking out and I was afraid if I run out, he had no keys and he was talking to the guy at the gate. I said, if I run out, what if they attack me? I have to look after my sister, then I won't be able to look after her.
And you were told the dogs were harmless, but obviously you've never met the dogs. You don't know if they're harmless.
No, just seeing them hunting. My son was told by some of the other people on the hunt that the dogs are harmless and that it's only a fox.
Well, look, we have tried to reach out to the owners of the dogs and to the people who organise the hunts, and we've had no luck contacting them, but we will keep trying. That was Agnes Wright from Suncroft. Agnes, thanks so much for your time.